Now, let's consider the argument for supplementation as closed. And we're going to talk about the best supplement that you can use, in my opinion. It's called the mangosteen. Now, the mangosteen is a small, tangerine-sized fruit that's grown in the tropics. The purple skin of this fruit is similar in texture to a pomegranate. And inside a husk about the thickness of the grapefruit rind is a delicious white segmented fruit, so exquisite that it's earned the title the Queen of Fruits. The mangosteen is the national fruit of Thailand where it originated. However, it's now grown and treasured in Indonesia, Malaysia, India, the Philippines, and South and Central America, as well as in Africa. And in all of these areas, the medicinal value of the fruit makes it as popular as its taste. I've visited a lot of these areas, and I'll tell you that the mangosteen is always the most expensive fruit available in the market. Folk medicine uses vary from territory to territory, but the mangosteen is the centerpiece of healthcare in most of the countries that I've visited. It is also an integral part of Ayurvedic medicine, which is the predominant medicine of India. It's also used in many Chinese medicinal preparations and has been used for centuries, if not millennia. The health benefits the fruit provides come primarily from the rind, or what we call the pericarp, which contains a remarkable class of bioactive agents called xanthones. And these xanthones can't really be found in any other fruit or supplement. St. John's wort and another herb, Garcinia cambogia, have a couple of the xanthones, but they're not the same as the ones that are in the mangosteen. It's important to note that the mangosteen contains over 40 different xanthones. Now, that may not sound like much, but when you consider that there are only about 200 xanthones that have been identified in nature, the mangosteen, with more than 40, certainly becomes the richest source of these remarkable molecules. Xanthones aren't proteins or enzymes, which can be broken down by heating. They're heat-stable molecules. These robust substances belong to a class of biochemicals called phenols, and the health value of phenols have been known for decades. The active ingredients in green tea, for example, are phenols as well.